This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 139 for Wednesday, November 13th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is declining further on Wednesday following the lead of comparable oils. Chicago soybean, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed are lower to start the day, while crude oil is also dropping on fears of a surplus. The Canadian dollar is down one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The January canola contract is down $11.20 per ton at $647.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all showing weakness. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported the country's corn harvest to be 95% complete as of November 10th, on pace with trade expectations. The five-year average was 84%. In total, 793,012 tons of U.S. corn were shipped for export during the week ended November 7th, slightly lower than the previous week, but up 10.4% from 1 year ago. Nearly half of the shipments went to Mexico. So far this marketing year, 8.235 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped, 31.3% above the total 1 year ago. ANAC projected Brazilian corn exports to total 5.38 million tons in November, up 610,000 tons from last week's estimate. The December corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.26. The U.S. soybean harvest was 96% finished, 5 points ahead of the 5-year average pace, and 1 point below the trade estimate as of November 10th. On the week of November 7th, 2.278 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for export, slightly less than the previous week, but 13.3% above the same week last year. Most of the soybeans went to China. So far this marketing year, 15.228 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped, up 5.9% from 1 year ago. ANAC estimated Brazilian exports in November at 2.81 million tons, up 360,000 tons from the previous week's estimate. The January soybean contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.05. Winter wheat planting in the U.S. advanced 4 points during the week ended November 10th at 91%, 2 points below the trade estimate. Conditions improved 3 points at 44% good to excellent, while emergence was at 76%, 3 points below the 5-year average. The U.S. shipped 347,321 tons of wheat for export, up 68.8% from last week and up 41.9% from 1 year ago. France Agrimaire lowered its 2024-25 soft wheat export forecast by 100,000 tons at 3.9 million for France. Russo-Grotrans said Russian winter wheat planting next season will fall to 15.4 million hectares, the smallest area since 2018. Russian wheat production was estimated at 84.5 million tons. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.41. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel, also at $5.41. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.72. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.